Fox News 97.1 FM.
This is Countdown 2024.
Here are Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero.
It's coming. 39 days until Election Day, and the campaign home stretch is in sight. We have a huge show, by the way, for you today, featuring one of the most important Democrats in the country if Kamala Harris is going to beat Donald Trump in November. Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania and the man who could have been the Democratic vice presidential candidate, joins us on Countdown 2024. But first, a look at what's happening in the world of politics.
Lots of new polling out today from various firms, once again painting the picture of an incredibly tight presidential race. A Bloomberg Morning Consult poll of swing states shows Vice President Harris with very narrow leads over former President Trump in Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and North Carolina. The two are tied in Georgia. A CNN poll shows Harris and Trump tied in North Carolina, but gives Harris a big lead in Nebraska's key second district, which could deliver the vice president a crucial single electoral vote.
A poll of different sorts shows the consequences of celebrities wading into politics. Pop superstar Taylor Swift, who formally endorsed Kamala Harris a few weeks back, has taken a big hit with Republicans. That, according to a new NBC poll, 47% of Republicans say they view Swift negatively in a poll conducted days after her endorsement of Harris. That's a sharp uptick from the 26% who disliked Swift a year ago. So I guess politics is not in her future, but music is.
Apparently so. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Donald Trump this morning to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Trump promised Zelensky that if he's elected, he'll get a good deal for both sides to end the nearly three-year-old war. Addressing reporters with an often uncomfortable-looking Zelensky by his side, Trump once again called his 2019 impeachment, which centered around his call to Ukraine's president, a hoax.
Josh Shapiro came so close to be picked as Kamala Harris's running mate. The rumors were that it came down to him and Tim Walz, but now he is tasked with what might be the most important goal for Democrats in the November election, keeping the state, we're going to get into that in
yes,
a second, blue, of Pennsylvania blue. Governor Shapiro joins us on Countdown 2024 to discuss campaign strategy in the closing month and to settle the age-old question, is Pennsylvania a state or a commonwealth? Governor Shapiro, as you know, Pennsylvania, of course, is a critical state in this election. And even the most recent polls do show it is really a close race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And it's inevitable to ask you the question, do you think it would not be as close a race had you been selected for the VP slot?
Now, listen, every race is close in Pennsylvania, and this is a dead heat. Take a look at the last two presidential races in Pennsylvania. One came down to 44,000 votes and one came down to 80,000 votes. That's a point or less in a huge commonwealth, 13 million people strong. So we're used to close elections here. And the fact that this is a dead heat, you know, roughly 40 days out, is not a shock. I think what is good for Kamala Harris is I think she's got the momentum here and she's beginning to play on, you know, Trump's side of the field, so to speak, competing in rural communities and some other areas where historically Donald Trump has done well, and she's getting some traction. So I certainly like her chances, but make no mistake, elections are close here in Pennsylvania.
You know, Donald Trump has not let up on sowing the seeds of doubt about the fairness of the upcoming election, essentially, like, if he doesn't win, then it's rigged, with, of course, zero evidence to support that. How is the state of Pennsylvania preparing for this election to deal with whatever might come your way?
Look, first off, let's just say how dangerous that is. And the fact that you've got someone who wants to lead this nation being unwilling to respect the will of the people is incredibly dangerous. And as we saw on January 6th, that kind of rhetoric can lead to violence and put people's lives at risk. Now, we're no strangers to Donald Trump's divisive and destructive and dangerous rhetoric, nor are we strangers to his litigation to try and make it harder for people to vote and throw out the votes of Pennsylvanians. In fact, During the 2020 election, I was the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. Donald Trump and his allies took us to court 43 times to try and make it first harder for people to vote and then harder for the votes to count. Now, the good news is he went 0-43. I went 43-0. And we had a free and fair, safe and secure election here in Pennsylvania in 2020. And we're going to have another free and fair, safe and secure election in 2024. About 9 months ago, I created an election protection task force here in the Commonwealth, chaired by our Secretary of State, Al Schmidt, who oversees our elections. And I should point out for your listeners, Al Schmidt is a Republican. I'm a Democrat. But I think it's important for people here in Pennsylvania to know that we think the administration of elections should be really nonpartisan exercises. And Al's doing a great job leading us. He chairs this election protection task force, which is made up of law enforcement at the state and local and federal levels. It's made up of election clerks, Republican and Democrat alike, from different counties across Pennsylvania. It's made up of people who focus on mis and disinformation to try and push back on that. And of course, a number of lawyers around the table to deal with whatever litigation is going to come to try and knock people's votes out. So we are prepared, and we will again have a free and fair, safe and secure election. The will of the people will be respected, whoever they choose.
Let me ask you this, Governor. When Joe Biden was still running, as you know, he made a central point, really, of what he contended was the election being a contest between democracy and the forces that are anti-democratic. Kamala Harris has backed away somewhat from that. She's not nearly hitting that note as stridently as Joe Biden did. Do you think that that's the proper way to go, or do you think that maybe she needs to be tougher in that point?
Look, I hear her talking about democracy and freedom. I do think freedom and democracy are on the ballot. And I think you couldn't have a clearer contrast in this race between Donald Trump, someone who, when he was president, ripped away our freedoms and undermined our democracy, whether it's taking away a woman's right to choose or the role he played in stoking the mob on January 6th and trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power. I think Donald Trump has really undermined our freedoms. And our democracy. Kamala Harris has quite a different track record on that and has pledged to codify Roe and give women their freedom back to make decisions over their own bodies. I think this is a central issue in this campaign. And I will just say, as a proud Pennsylvanian, which is now really the epicenter of this election, we've been the epicenter of democracy for the last 248 years, ever since our Constitution was signed here at Independence Hall. And Ben Franklin, one of my predecessors is the governor of Pennsylvania. Ben Franklin signed the Constitution, walked out onto the cobbled stone streets of Philadelphia, was met by a fellow Philadelphian when she looked him in the eye and said, "Mr. Franklin, what do we have here, a monarchy or a republic?" And Franklin looked at her and said, "We have a republic if you can keep it."
All right. But let me ask you this, Governor. If this is truly a battle between freedom and democracy, why then do you think so many of your fellow citizens in your state, and indeed the rest of the United States, are nonetheless supportive of Donald Trump?
Look, as I said before, these elections are going to be close. Also, the votes haven't been tallied yet, so let's wait and see what happens here. But I do think that those who are looking at these issues of freedom and democracy, those who are trying to meet the obligations Franklin spelled out when he said, if you can keep it, right, to do this hard work to create a society that is more just and more free, I think those voters overwhelmingly are going to choose Kamala Harris over Donald Trump.
We are speaking with the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Obviously, for not just the folks in Pennsylvania, but across the country, the economy, inflation really is top of mind, the top issue. So speaking of your constituents, what really are the economic anxieties among the people of Pennsylvania right now?
Look, I travel across the Commonwealth every day, and I do hear that from people, the concerns about high costs, whether it's affording their rent or affording their groceries. It's one of the reasons why, as governor, I've cut taxes four times for seniors, for families with kids in childcare, for small businesses a couple times. And it is something I think that is really important to put money back in people's pockets. You know, Kamala Harris has talked about her plans to expand the childcare tax credit to help support our small businesses. A lot of the same kinds of things I've accomplished here in Pennsylvania on a bipartisan basis. I think those things are really important to Pennsylvanians, and I do think they're going to be thinking about those issues when they choose their next president.
Fracking was a big deal. I know it is a big deal in the Commonwealth there of Pennsylvania. Kamala Harris has been taken to task sometimes by the Republicans, talking about her flip-flopping. How big of a role does that play, do you think, in the grander scheme of things with this election coming up, as far as Harris is concerned?
Well, look, I'm an all-of-the-above energy governor. I understand the important role that natural gas, along with wind and solar and other forms of energy, play, not just in powering our economy, strengthening our national security, but putting a whole lot of people to work here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And what I've heard from Kamala Harris are similar tones in wanting to protect those energy jobs and wanting to protect natural gas and the jobs that come with it, the energy that comes with it here in Pennsylvania. She has clearly evolved on that issue. And by the way, I know some folks want to beat her up over that on the other side. I think it's a sign of strength when you, as an elected leader, are willing to listen to people, to acknowledge that maybe you got something wrong in the past and that you're willing to look at it differently based upon the experiences you have listening to folks, in this case, the good people of Pennsylvania.
We are talking with the Democratic governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, and we will have more with him when Countdown 2024 continues.
This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to Countdown 2024, and we are having a conversation today with the Democratic governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
The Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth. Oh, that's right. You know, that's right. Forgive
me. Come on, Charles.
Well, I'm a New Yorker, and I transplanted to California.
I am too.
That's right. Yeah, it's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
But let me ask you this. Because it is going to be, at least all the polling indicates it, such a tight race, there is so much concern, not only in your state, but around the country, that a tight race is potentially a recipe for disaster. And you know what I'm talking about there. Pollsters are worried all over the country that they are going to be subject to violence. Lawyers have been hired by both sides, you know, basically stalking the polling places from coast to coast, each one trying to find some tiny infraction to prove that there was something wrong, some irregularity in the voting. How concerned are you that a tight race, if it is a tight race, is going to be a real problem for this country?
Well, look, I think it's a real problem if Donald Trump chooses to lie about our Republican and Democratic clerks of elections who are doing a great job, an honorable job across Pennsylvania. If Donald Trump chooses to try and blame, his situation on others with, you know, really fake news, to use a term that he loves to throw around. The reality here is that we've got honorable public servants running these elections in a free and fair way, and their only job is to respect the will of the people. I think it says a lot about Donald Trump, a wannabe leader of this nation, that he attacks those people who are just trying to do their jobs and run these elections. So I'm worried about it to the extent that Donald Trump is willing to lie and push forward these falsehoods and this mis and disinformation to try and score some political points or get some political advantage. But the good news is we're prepared and we're doing everything we can to work within the system to ensure people have confidence in it, notwithstanding the lies that Trump pushes out there.
You know, something I found interesting about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is that this particular county, Northampton, you're so welcome, Governor, you're so welcome. Northampton County seems to really have a crucial vote because the county has matched the state's presidential pick in every election dating back to 1948. 2016, the county and state, they picked Trump after Barack Obama twice and then swung blue again for Biden in 2020. What is the pulse that, as the governor, you are getting in Northampton this time around.
But by the way, for the record, I do like Philadelphia cheesesteaks. So just for the record. Go ahead.
Charles, you're just trying to dig yourself out of your hole by calling us a state instead of a comma. No, you're allowed. You're allowed. No, listen, it's close. I was in Northampton County, I think, 2 days ago, and it's very, it's sort of very indicative of where the entire Commonwealth is right now. Mm. Pretty equally divided. It's a dead heat. There's a number of counties that historically have been really close, kind of these bellwether counties, whether it's Erie County, Northampton County, Bucks County, just to name a few. There are several others. But these are communities that, you know, have some urban areas, some rural areas, some suburban areas. They tend to be microcosms of our broader Commonwealth. What I would say is that, you know, we're a big state. I think you mentioned you're a New Yorker who's gone to California, yeah. Two other big states as well. Well, I think what makes us a little different is, not saying that we're a big state, we're still a retail state, right? We still want to meet our candidates. We still want to kind of kick the tires and learn more and get the chance to see them up close. And on that, I'm really grateful for the fact that Kamala Harris is showing up in a lot of these kind of swing counties, these bellwether counties, and oftentimes going to rural communities that at times some national Democrats have ignored in the past. So I think she's doing the right thing by showing up there. And I think you're right by focusing on places like Northampton County. I think they're going to be really pivotal in this election.
If Harris wins the presidency, Governor, is there a spot for you in the White House, or is your aim eventually the White House?
Now, listen, I love what I'm doing. I love being the governor. I think I've
yeah, but every governor says that. So yeah. Everyone says, I love doing what I'm doing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think particularly over the last few months, I've made clear I love what I'm doing and I don't want to go anywhere else. So this is a job that I couldn't be more honored to do as the 48th governor of Pennsylvania. Given this chance with the significant support of not just Democrats, but Republicans and independents as well, to do the important work to fix our schools and strengthen the safety in our communities, lift people up out of poverty and grow our economy, protect our fundamental freedoms. I love this work. I'm proud to do it. I'm proud to do it on behalf of all Pennsylvanians. And I don't want to go anywhere. I want to keep doing this work for a good long while.
And again, we are talking with the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, here on Countdown 2024. And we will be right back with some final thoughts from him.
And welcome back to Countdown 2024. And we continue, and we're going to end our discussion now with the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro. Governor, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show, so I'm going to let you sort of kind of wrap up your thinking about where do you think this country is headed in the next 48 years, regardless of whether Kamala Harris is sitting in the White House or Donald Trump.
I think it's a great question. I think we need to focus on some greater equity in our economy, giving more people a shot. I think we've erected in the past just too many artificial barriers to entry that hold people back. I mean, just as an example, literally the first thing I did as governor was sign an executive order doing away with the college degree requirement for state government jobs, opening up the doors of opportunity for more people. Why do I cite that? Because I think it's an example of taking these arbitrary rules that hold people back and throwing them out the window and showing respect for all people. I think we need to do more of that across this country. I think we need to show that we can get back to Democrats, Republicans, independents alike, agreeing on the foundational principles that have always bound us as Americans, that we value our freedom, we cherish our democracy, and we love this country. And then we're going to fight like hell on healthcare policy or, you know, some other policy that ultimately through that fight is going to perfect our union. I think we've gotten away from those foundational principles. We got to find a way to get back to that, still have spirited debates, but get back to those things. I think we also have to show as a nation that we can solve big problems, whether it's gun violence or addressing the very real effects of climate change. I think we have to show that we can solve big problems again as a nation. I think people are thirsty for results. We're delivering those kind of results here in Pennsylvania. I think we've got to see that across the nation. And that's my hope, is that we come through this election process poised to be able to address those issues.
One more just kind of fun question for you, Governor Shapiro. I understand that there is, I believe it's a bakery there in Pennsylvania that has this cookie poll. I wonder if you've ordered your cookies yet.
Cookie poll?
Yeah, there's a cookie poll.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few of them. I don't know if you're talking about Weinrich or some of the others.
I can't remember the name of it, but I know that there was one in particular, and they've been having back orders is what I've seen.
Yeah. Really? Well, yeah. I'll be ordering, I think it's a bakery in Horseman, if I'm not mistaken. I'll be ordering as many boxes of Kamala cookies as they let me. That may throw off the poll a little bit, but I'm ready to do it.
All right. Thank you very much. That is the governor of the Commonwealth. See, I got it right now. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Sure,
Josh Shapiro, a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks. We'll talk to you guys soon.
On Monday's edition of Countdown 2024, Nathan Hochman argues that L.A. County has become a crime-plagued place under District Attorney George Gascon, and he wants that DA job. Ahead of the KNX DA debate, we will talk two-on-one with Nathan Hochman. That's Monday afternoon. And remember, we are here every afternoon at 2:30 through Election Day. If you miss a show, catch up with a replay at 8. Also on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show.